FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
News just in. Reports are coming in that multiple suspects have been shot dead in Inanda, north of Durban. It's an active crime scene. Details around the incident are still sketchy, but we understand police are there. This is a developing story, and police have been contacted for further information. Please be advised that the following story may be upsetting to some small children or sensitive listeners. A KZN man has begun serving a life sentence for killing his six-year-old son. The 35-year-old was sentenced in the Izakeni Regional Court for the incident that took place in June last year near Ladysmith. Newswatch's Tselumusa Zulu has more.
On the evening of the 17th, Ayanda Zwane got into an argument with the child's mother while the boy was asleep. After chasing her out of the yard, Zwane attacked his sleeping son. The boy suffered severe head injuries and died at the scene. He was arrested shortly after the incident. During the trial, prosecutors told the court that Zwane's actions left the family traumatized. The little boy's relatives are still battling to understand what led to him to commit such an act. They pleaded with the court not to show any leniency during the sentencing. Tselumusa Zulu, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
And KZN's transport MEC, Siboniso Duma, says he's assembling a legal team to fight a 2.5 billion rand lawsuit linked to the 2022 floods. Toyota, South Africa's insurer, Tokio Marine, and Nichido Fire Insurance are suing the department, Transnet, and Itakwini Municipality. It's over flood damage at Toyota's Prospecten plant. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
Duma meets with Toyota SA President and CEO Andrew Kirby following multiple media reports that the company is dragging them to court. During the meeting, Kirby reassured Duma that Toyota is not funding or benefiting from the legal action, which is being pursued independently by the insurer. The process known as subrogation allows insurers to sue those they believe caused the damage after settling with their clients. Transnet and the municipality told Newswatch they're aware of the lawsuit. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
And on the international front, MPs have voted in favour of legalising assisted dying of terminally ill patients in England and Wales. The bill now moves to the House of Lords. There was near silence in the chamber as the historic result was announced with a majority of 23. Frank Sutton has stage 4 liver disease and backs the legislation.
I am emotional. It's a very difficult subject, but I'm happy it's gone through because I don't want to die without dignity, without it being my choice.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. Durban, a high of 22 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 23, Richards Bay 26. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. India start the final session of day one against England on 224-2. Apalele Fassi eager to evolve his game for the Springboks this season. And Sundowns take on Borussia Dortmund in the second match of their Club World Cup tomorrow.